Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies, as well as news from Indian country. Randy Reynolds is an enrolled member of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. He is the co-founder and producing artistic director of Native Voices at the Autry. Dubbed the nation's leading equity theater company, Native Voices, located in Los Angeles, is a theater company dedicated exclusively to producing new works by Native American, Alaska Native, and First Nations playwrights. Native Voices has held over 200 workshops with artists from over 100 tribal nations. In 2019, Native Voices will celebrate its 25th anniversary. Reynolds was recently interviewed as part of an Artworks podcast through the National Endowment for the Arts. Reynolds discussed the free staged readings hosted by Native Voices. A lot of people are interested in what's next or what might be on the margin that's not quite capable of these productions that cost upwards of $1 million. So the staged readings is a chance for the actors to show the playwright what the play sounds like. Reynolds also discussed the importance of visibility of Native peoples in a contemporary context. He states, "People who attended Western Heritage Museums believed by the factor of 85% that Native Americans were extinct." Reynolds is a professor at San Diego State University. He is also an actor, and he has directed more than 50 productions in multiple countries. His own play, Off the Rails, is listed as an irreverent adaptation of Measure for Measure and described as Blazing Saddles meets Shakespeare. The play ran in 2017 at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. It was the first time a Native American writer was featured at that festival. Reynolds described a marked difference with Native theater. "The aesthetic is reciprocity. If I bring something to the conversation, it's to share with you. So that's the reciprocity that marks Native theater. The story is alive, it grows, it's not static, and it will always have some kind of generosity, even if it's difficult or a tragedy." Miigwetchin, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.